KPBS On Demand is supported by the Del Mar Wine and Food Festival, October 2nd to 7th. Founded in partnership with Alex Morgan, Drew Brees, and Rob Machado, the festival gathers chefs from San Diego and national TV, a celebration of SoCal culture. Tickets at delmar.wine.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Monday, September 23rd. San Diegans want to know how much they could be charged for trash pickup. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. We're officially in fall, but this week's weather will feel more like summer. The National Weather Service is projecting sunny skies all week, with temperatures warmer than the last few days. Today in the inland areas, temps will be in the mid-80s, by the coast and in the mountains in the high 70s, and it's expected to be in the low hundreds in the deserts. Temps will be similar throughout the week. The county's unemployment rate barely increased last month compared to July. The rate went up by 0.1, bringing it up to 5%. But the county is still performing better than the state, which has seen nearly 6% unemployment. This time last year, the county's rate was more than half a percentage point lower at 4.4%. The Fall San Diego Restaurant Week is in full swing. There are more than 100 restaurants participating throughout the county. Each restaurant will be offering something different, from brunch, lunch, dinner, and drink menus at discounted rates. Tickets are not needed, but the restaurants recommend reservations. To check out participating restaurants, visit sandiegorestaurantweek.com. The event is happening through Sunday. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalich, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
It's been 2 years since voters allowed the city of San Diego to charge them for trash pickup. Now they want to know how much it will cost. iNews Source reporter Crystal Niebla has more.
The city is spending nearly $2 million just on community engagement as part of a study on a potential trash fee. And after wrapping up the first round of meetings last week, residents gave mixed reviews. While some said the meetings were helpful, others wanted more information, especially how much they'd pay and how lower-income residents would be impacted. But that answer won't come until later. Officials are set to conduct more meetings this year. They'll later present on fee options and financial assistance programs. For KPBS, I'm iNews Source reporter, Crystal Niebla.
iNews Source is an independently funded nonprofit partner of KPBS. This story is part of our Public Matters partnership. To find out more, go to kpbs.org/publicmatters. The November election wouldn't be possible without the help of poll workers. Reporter Tanya Thorne says the San Diego Registrar of Voters is looking for more poll workers, especially bilingual ones.
The big need right now in the push is for Filipino, Vietnamese, Chinese, and Laotian.
Sean Brom is an assistant at the San Diego Registrar of Voters. He says poll worker interest for the upcoming election looks positive, but there's still a need for bilingual poll workers.
When the voter goes to a vote center and they're able to see somebody from their community that they recognize, they feel comfortable, they're able to ask questions and understand the voting process in their preferred language.
He says the county embraces our diversity and wants all voters to be informed. Bilingual poll workers receive an additional $5 on their daily $145 stipend, which increases to $240 on Election Day. Interested poll workers have until the end of October to sign up on sdvote.com. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
Tijuana is celebrating Mexican theater through the end of this week. Video journalist Matt Bowler went to Tijuana to get a look at what's being offered.
Jesus Quintero is the executive director of Tijuana Jase Teatro, and he fell in love with the stage in middle school.
My first play, it was actually a musical. It was Jesus Christ Superstar. Yeah, and I immediately fell in love with theater.
He's one of 63 thespians who've come to Tijuana from all across Mexico. They're here for an event combining two arts organizations that are trying to make theater more accessible to Mexicans and Tijuanenses. Events are taking place all over Tijuana until the 28th. Quintero says, for theater buffs, this is like Comic-Con.
This is your thing. You will live every day at the fullest.
Matthew Bowler, KPBS News.
Next month, San Diego Central Library has the most low-key, low-stress horror book club for the Halloween season. Arts reporter Beth Accomando explains what the email book club is.
Sometimes joining a book club can feel like a lot of pressure. But what if all you had to do was open your email each day and find a chapter plus fun facts waiting for you? That was the idea librarian Pauline Bronstein had.
This way, it takes so much pressure off. You read at your own pace. But you'll have the emails and you'll have the content and you'll have the book.
Previously, Bronstein did an email book club for Dracula. This year, she's tackling Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Frankenstein is obviously not the monster, but there is a question of who is the real monster in the book and how Victor isn't really a very morally sound character.
Bronstein also points out that the book is not really Victorian, but rather comes at the end of the Enlightenment.
And it really is peak Romanticism. It's all about man versus nature. It's all about the consequences of unchecked ambition or hubris.
For more information, go to my blog at kpbs.org/cinemajunkie. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Tepi Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great Monday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting Aoife O'Donovan in collaboration with La Jolla Symphony and Chorus and San Diego Children's Choir in America Come on October 4th at UC San Diego's Epstein Family Amphitheater. For tickets and more information, visit artpower.ucsd.edu.